News. I'm Laura Winters. We begin this Saturday with the nightmare weather conditions in Iowa, snow and freezing temperatures in the state that is literally the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses come Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather conditions. Nikki Haley telling reporters,
"This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can."
"I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow's on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes."
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying,
"We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong."
In other news, President Biden calling the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, which is backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months now. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen.
"I would hope that they don't retaliate, but we're prepared in the event that they do."
Lieutenant General Douglas Sims at a Pentagon press conference late Friday afternoon.
"The hope would be that any real thought of retaliation is based on a clear understanding that, we simply are not going to be messed with here. This is all about creating freedom of navigation for the international shipping."
And if you're wondering where is Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, he remains at Walter Reed Medical Center being treated for complications related to prostate cancer surgery. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
As we gear up for the Iowa caucuses on Monday, former President Trump participating in a Fox News town hall during the week, and the ratings were off the chain, far surpassing a CNN debate between Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's USA's Tim Berg on the story.
Former President and 2024 Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump took part in a town hall with Fox News in Des Moines Wednesday night, the former president dismissing a recent report by Democratic members of the House Oversight Committee that alleges he exploited his presidency to earn millions of dollars from foreign governments for him and his family. He claims the money is from hotels he owns.
"I didn't do it. I put everything in trust. And if I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, that's a small amount of money. And it sounds like a lot of money. That's a small. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels, because I have the best hotels. I have the best clubs."
I'm Tim Berg.
Monday is January 15th, Martin Luther King Day. This is a federal holiday, so there is no mail delivery. FedEx will be operating. The majority of retail stores will be open. Banks will be closed. The New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ both will be closed for MLK Day. And a note about national parks. It's the first day of the year for free admission to U.S. parks in our country in honor of Dr. King's birthday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.